school except much finger writing.
Yes. What are chitlins?
What is what?
Chitlins.
Well, that means a little giblets of things you cut and you throw away. Is that the hog or anything?
Yes. What did you call that now?
That's a big term called it, giblets.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, they have a bladder, and you know, they used to take the bladders and blow it up, you know, and let them get dry, and then they'd take a bolt and hit it and pop like a gun. You know, the whole bladders would be hanging up there with, during the Christmas time, and everybody would get out then and see which one could not. That's how it used to be most any old thing that passed up. To what they do now. They have something to pass time and everything now that what we used to. We just have to make up something and do a little thing like that. Of course, it didn't cost us nothing.
Yeah.
Now you go to town, you buy the old firecrackers and candles and everything costs you money.
Yeah.
I burn a candle every Christmas. I get me two candles, they smell so good, and I light it by Christmas morning, it burns all day. I did this two candles. You can if you want to, and if you don't want to, and of course everybody again always burns a candle at Christmas time, and then our church burns candles at the Christmas time. Even the little tiny babies are big enough to hold a candle, and they blow out the lights and light from a big candle and go around and. You just go with one little candle and then you light all them candles, even the little baby ones that got in our church. It's nice, and you see it, they blow out all the lights, and that's all the lights you got.
Yeah.
The church. Jewish. I also enjoyed it. What I enjoyed most is how it pleases a little children.
Yes.
And actually, no, yeah, I enjoyed it. So now them little. It's little kids, you know, they'll look, see what the brothers are doing, you know, it pleases them to hold a little candle. But the mother has to watch them, it's burned down close enough, it burns them.
Yeah.
And then some of them, they'll burn them, you know, when they start home, and they light a candle to go home with. That's all the light they have to go home with. They do that at Big Lake a lot, but I don't believe we ever done that at Jewett, but they do it at Big Lake, because it's the best privilege in church, I tell you.
Yeah.
But I'm in the ships at church. But I've not been to church for 2 years. I've not been able to go to church. I'm a shutting, and the preacher sends me the sermons. Even remember the songs I sang that day.
Yeah.
Twice a month.
If it was time to feed the stock, you might say it was what?
Well, we'd say it's feed time. We better feed before it gets dark.
Okay. Now, could you tell me some, if you wanted to, how do you call a cow to get them out of the pasture? Get them to come up to you out
there? Well, we know how to sow a calf.
Okay.
And she comes.
And what about to make them stand still while you're...
We'll say saw and make them stand their legs around.
They just say it like you're saying it to a cow.
Well, you can push against them and say saw and stand your legs around.
Yeah. Okay. And how do you call a calf?
Well, we just... I don't reckon they don't call it. It's just the baby, and we just call it the baby calf.
Yeah. What if you want it to come to you?
Well, you just say calf.
Say it like you.
It's okay.
Okay.
Have it get big enough to know what you mean.